Weiter in Shasbir and Chulin, Dav Chaf Aleph, being on the very top of the page, very top word. We left off in the middle of a discussion, a little bit of a sugya over here, and that is about the Ziri. Ziri had mentioned that if you cut a, if an animal breaks its neck and along with it, it has most of the flesh of the animal on it, then it's considered a nevela. So the Gemara says, Mary Mikomakom Kasha, right? We have a kasha over here. If it's really true, it's completely, if it's considered like it's dead already, you're doing malika on a dead bird. Amarava, aim of a chenuosa. No, say the following. This is what, how you do it. Chotech shidro mafekas below robasa. You cut the spinal cord and the neck bone without the greater part of the flesh. Right, that's on the neck bone. And then he goes and he does the simanim. Oh, beautiful. Rashi says, Mikomakom kasha v'chi mesa omeid omolik. Did you malik on a dead, on a mesa? Below rov, no, it means you do without the rov, rocha v'basar, shal mefrekas, nakati la mesa. He's not going to go dead. Nazir mefrekas v'basar karma. That's what he says in chafam abes. He saw the Rabbi Zeira. When Rabbi Zeira went to take the show, ask the Ravami. The Rabbi Ami, the Yosef Karma Lelai Shemaitse. He heard him teaching over this idea, actually, of a Daziri. And Amalei, so, yeah, Ziri. So Amalei, Rav Zeira then asked, Rav Ami, Chimesa Omer Molik, what are you doing, Malik, on a dead animal? Shomek Shogadi was quiet for a moment. Rashi says, what does it mean he's quiet? That Mahayu Mechashiv Malyani is trying to think what to answer. Amalei, Rav Zeira says to him, Eima Kachu Oseh, no, say this is what he does. Chote Shidum Afekas Bele Rabbasar, it cuts the spinal cord in the neck bone without the greater part of the flesh. And then he does the simanim. Tanya Namayachi, we have a brisa who supports us. Ketzer Mokim Chatzazov. How do you do Malika on a Chatzazov? Chotech Shidro Mafekas Bel Robasar. Hashem Yilavesh at Olakan until you get to the esophagus of the trachea. Yilavesh at Olakan. When you get there, then Chotech Simanachad Arubo, you cut one of the simanim or majority of it. For Robasar, you mow together most of the flesh with the neck bone. Okay, that's what you do. Uba Ola Shnayim or Rov Shnayim. In the case of an Ola, you do two or a majority of it. Rashi says, Ola Debai Havdala. It needs to be like separate. Because the Kaman, we see on my base, Shnayim or Rov Shnayim. You do two or majority of two. Simonim, that is. Kana and Veshet. Now, that what you said about the Ola, that you do two of them or a majority of two of them. Mani, who's that going like? E Rabbanan, if you want to say it's going like the Rabbanan. Because we had a, we have a machlokas. The Chachamim of Lazar of Shimon have a machlokas when one cuts all or most of the way through the pipes of a ola, of the bird ola. So Rabbanan, Ha Amri Shnayim Dafka. He said it's got to be literally two ones, entirety. You can't just do rov. Ikar be Lazar of Shimon. If it's like Rav Shimon, Ha Amri Rov Shnayim. He says only most of it, not the entirety. Right? He says that it's actually usher to do it completely. Got to be not the entirety. Ema shnayim l'rabbanan. So say the brisa means that one should cut the two pipes in their entirety, like the chachamim. Rov shnayim l'rabbanan. When it says rov, it means it's going to l'rabbanan. So it's going both. Anybody say more? You could say hava hava l'rabbanan. Really, both of those answers are going in the world of l'rabbanan. Right, when it says two and most of two are both working them. My shnayim, what does it mean when it says two entirety? If he says you're not allowed to do it, shadom shnayim, it means that he cuts the pipes to an extent where it looks like they are, it looks like the two pipes that have been cut entirely. In other words, don't just do like 51%. Make it a lot more, but obviously, but not going all the way through. Amar Vidal Amar Shmuel Nispera Mafrekas for Robasarimar. Let's talk about a person now. God forbid. Rashi says, Be'adam. If a person's neck bone is broken with most of the flesh on it, Metame. The oil. This person is going to be metamo tumas oil.
Tumas oil, we know, means that if a person, a dead body, is in a room and there's a roof over it, and a person's in the room with that dead body, then they become tame as well. So we're saying over here that if a person's neck breaks along with most of the flesh that's on it, then it's going to be tame tumas oilim. Vim tom, if you want to say, oh, so maisa de Eli, what about the story about Eli HaKohen? Eli, but what happened with Eli HaKohen? A frekis below real butzer avoy. It happened, but it was without the majority of the, it was without the greater part of the flesh. So we see that the breaking of the neck bone alone can actually cause death. Oh, that's what you want to ask. Zikna Shiny. What happened over there? Eliyahu Kohen, when he heard that the Aron Kodesh was taken, he fell off his chair, he broke his neck, and he died. And it says, Vatishapim Afrakto Vayamos, his neck broke and he died. It's mashma that he was dead instantly, even though only his neck bone broke and the flesh around it remained intact. So Afrakas below Barov Abasa Havai, Zikna Shiny, the Gemara says no. Old age is different. You're dealing with somebody that's old, he was old. So therefore, that's just the breaking of his neck actually caused him to die. The Chassid Pasuk says, "Vayhi kaskiro es Aron ha'Elokim vayipol me'al kisei acharonis." And it came to pass that when he heard, when this messenger came and said to, that the Aron was taken, so what happened? He fell backwards. He fell off his chair backwards. Ba'ad yad hashar by the gates with tishaber mafrakto vayomos kizokin ayish v'kaved. He fell and what happened is he broke. He died because he was old and he was heavy. And so we see that different. It's a different zach over there. It's not just the neck, but it's also that it was old. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmini, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kuro Kedag. If someone cut open a person, as like he cuts open a fish, meaning not width but lengthwise, mitame ba'ol, the person is going to be mitame ba'ol. Right? We know that. It goes not width, lengthwise. So the person was like that. It's considered dead. It's considered dead. And this is talking about even if his body is shaking. Rashi says, "Afil mefaches," even if he's shaking around. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak umigabo, but this is only where the cut was from his back. That's the length of the back of the person. Amar Shmuel asal gistra, if you split the animal into two. Right, you cut through the width or completely, cut off its neck or cut from the back through the spine until the stomach. Gistra is anything is divided into two. Right, says Rashi. Says gistra shechatcha l'ravcha or l'betzavra kulo or b'shita l'chalal kol davar chalak l'shtayim kar gistra. Nevela, it is going to be a nevela. Amar Rabbi Elazar nita l'yarech v'chalal shalav. If the thigh of an animal is removed, and you're able to see now like a hole, you're able to see inside now. Right? It says Nital Yerech Mimakom Chiburo Bebuka De Itma. From the joint over there. V'chaloshla Klomer. Rashi says Shlosha Nital Etzem Im Ktsas Abaser. You can take the bone with a little bit of flesh. Apnimi V'nisha Abaser Elyon Va'or Ad Chatzei Yerech Shlishiso V'chofa Esamaka Da'asam Treifahu Da'avid Ketetanan Behema Shenechtuchu Raglea, Ragli, the Hanu Achronim, Minar Kuba, right, we're going to see much later on, Ulamaila Trefa, Avakashanata, Kol Basar, Achinir's Gufa, Shalmaka Machatach Kein Chalal. So the bone of the thigh and all of its flesh were removed all the way up to the joint of the body, and there's no skin or flesh that's remained that's covering over this missing area. Nevela to nevela. Hechidam echalal shalal. What does it mean? What's the case in which you're able to see the halal, the opening, the cavity? Rava, kol shiravutz of aneiros chaser. It means that the animal crouches down, and you can still notice that a limb is missing. Because when an animal crouches down, it like bends its legs and folds it over. So even when it's in that case, if you're able to go and see and notice that it's missing, that's going to be the problem. Rashi says, derech ha-behema lirvotz yurecha, or how you pronounce it. It goes light, crouches down on the thigh. Then we know that it's going to be problematic. It bends in a way that you still notice it when it's bent. Tanana sam. Okay, we're looking to the mission Olos. Now we're going to talk about a sheretz, a neck injury of a sheretz. Hutsu Hashem, if the heads were cut off, Rashi says, Bishmonis shratzim kamari, b'sei the tyros. Right, they eat shratzim, we're talking about over here, they're tame when they're dead. So if their heads were cut off, even though they're still, mifarchas still shaking about, tameim, they're still going to be tame in that case. Rashi says, they came into asuin gistra, since it's cut in two, alpha bisha lo huftu legamer, even if it's not completely split, because the mifarchas ozal rehim kamesim is kind of like it's dead. Kizana valtaos mifarchas, it's just like the lizard's tail, you cut off, it's just shaking all over the place. Rashi says, klomad alpha bisha mifarchas, ain't zechias, that's not called life. Sharia zana valtaos, chote chosar, you can cut off legamer, vim mifarchas, chito chazana mifarchas, it's just going to shake about. My hutzu, what does it mean when it says hutzu that it was cut off? The heads was cut off. Or sukkah shamar, hutzu mamish means they're cut off.
right? Both pipes were completely severed. Rabasi Amar Rabbi Yamani Kihav Dolas Ola Sa'of. It's like that of the Ola Sa'of.
Amar Le Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabasi Kihav Dolas Ola Sa'of L'Rabbanan. Do you mean the coin like the Chachamim? They completely, totally severed. Velo Palgisu. And therefore, that you and Rish Lakish are not arguing. Odelma Kihav Dolas Ola Sa'of L'Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Maybe you mean like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. That only most of it, upalgiso, and therefore you're arguing with him. Amalei, he says, kardot also of the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, upaliginon, and we're actually arguing. Ikadamri, there's some say, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar, hutsu mamish, the heads are actually cut off, both pipes are completely severed. Rabbi Asi amar, Rabbi Mani, Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Mani, kavdol olas of the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, berov shtayim. And yet it still says, like him, that it's Berov Shaim. According to this, Ravasi made his, he's saying from the get-go, and therefore he's not asking to explain what exactly he meant. Rashi says, the Behedya Amar, Ravasi Lemilse, Kilavdalas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Velo Bayer, Rabbi Yirmiyah. We didn't have the question coming up over there. So it's cut completely, but not completely. Like, in a way that it looks like it's all the way done, but it's not all the way through. My Rabbanan, my Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. What are we talking about here? The time was in a Braisa, because we saw that we keep talking about the fact that Machlokas the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon about the Malik of Olas Auf. So what is this? The time was in a Braisa of Esay Shini Yase Ola Kamishpat. The Torah says that the second bird you shall make an Ola according to the law. What does that mean? According to the law, Kamishpat Chatas Beim means according to the law of a animal. Chatas, right? Since the bird is brought in place of the animal chatas of a wealthy person, we're talking about a person who can't afford it, all of your aid. So therefore, we say that according to the law means according to the law of the animal. So therefore, we learn how to make an hekesh to the bird ola and the animal chatas. And we'll see what that is. Ata, omer, kemishut chatas behimo, you know, kemishut chatas of. Maybe it means like chatas of. Kishu omer, v'ikrivo, but then it says lashen v'ikrivo, right? This is talking about an ola, so of. That a person brings voluntarily chaluk akasav being chatas of olasof, it makes a distinction between a bird chatas and a bird ola. Right when it says it, when it says like he shall bring it near, is doubling up, and we learn out from this that it's there's a difference between the ola and the bird chatas. The Torah is ever teaching us that the laws of malika for the bird ola can't be learned out from the laws of Malika for the bird Chatas. So when the Pasuk about the Ola V'yored says that the bird Ola has to be treated according to the law, it can't be referring to the law of a bird Chatas. So I don't understand Kamishpat. Kamishpat Chatas Behema. It means like the law of the animal Chatas. Ma Chatas Behema ino ba'a. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Aleph Umbeis. Just like this Chatas Behema. Only comes from what? Ella min achulin. It's got to come from chulin. Rashi says min achulin v'lo min ma'os ma'isur sheni. Come from ma'isur sheni. Lo kaman yolof la b'chatas gufa min alin. Ubayom, and it can only be brought during the daytime. Ubayod yamanis, and it can only be brought with the yad yamanis. Afos ofen uba ella min achulin. Ubayom ubayado hayamanis. But don't think that's straight through across the board, because now that we say imala holam berov shtayim, if you want to say that just over there in the case of the chatas, the animal chatas, you got to do through two of them for shchita. Af kan berov shtayim, here there's berov shtayim, right by Malika, Talmud Lomar umalik vehikter. It says umalik vehikter, and we're learning out the following: ma haktaras, ma haktaharosh ba'atzmo vaguf ba'atzmo. Just like the burning of the bird ola, the head is by itself and the body is by itself. Af Malika harosh ba'atzmo vaguf ba'atzmo. So too in the Malika of the bird of the ola, the head is by itself and the body is by itself, and therefore we're saying that in the Malika of a bird ola, both pipes have to be completely severed. Like we know from other places, Rashi points out that an Ola Sa'of is burned with his head separate from his body. And this analogy between Malika and the burning is coming to teach that in Malika also that has to be separated from the body. It means that someone has to sever the entirety of both pipes and not just Rov, not just majority of them. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Kamishpat, Kamishpat Chata Sa'of. When the Torah says, in reference to the Ola Sa'of, according to the law, it means according to the law of the chatas of. That's what we compare it to. Ma chatas of mimul aref. Just like by Malika of the chatas of, the bird chatas is from the back of the neck. Af olas of mimul aref. So too, that's mimul aref as well.
So now, says Gemara, Imal Ha'olam, if you want to think that just like over there in the case of the Chatas Of, Molik Veino Mavdil B'Sipur B'Seven Echad, when he does Malika, he doesn't separate one pipe.
Meaning over there, he's only allowed to cut one simen and not two. Avkan Molik Veino Mavdil B'Seven Echad. So do you also think by the Ola Sa'of, when he does Malika, he should not separate one of them, and there's only do one? Tamil Omer V'Hikrivo, it says V'Hikrivo, and the fact that it says V'Hikrivo, towards Isser against separating the second pipe, therefore applies only to a Chata Zof and not to a Ola Zof. Rabbi Lazar Shimon Omer, Kamishbat, Kamishbat Chata Zof. When it says Kamishbat, it means like this is the Chata Zof. And we say, Malahol, and so go over there, in the case of the Chata Zof, beep, turn the page, Chaf Beis Amar Aleph. What do you do? Ochez Barosh of a Guf Mazet. He sprays the blood as he holds the bird's head and the bird's body. And Rashi says, "V'achem Malika, have you azah? If you do azah, spritzing, k'dechsev b'chatas of gabi shmias kol v'hiza midam b'chatas." Avkan ochiz b'rosh b'guf mazah. Here also, in the case of the olasov, he sprays the blood, he holds the body and the head and the body. My karma, what's he saying? Hachi almost means the same. Mal halun kishu ochiz b'rosh b'guf mazah. Just like over there, in the case of the chatas of, he sprays the blood, he spritzes it when the head is attached to the body. Rashi shemachol by Rosh Beguf b'shas hazah talksiv v'lo yavdil. Avkan kishu achuz arosh b'guf mazeh. Here also in the case of the Ola Sa'of, he spritzes the blood when the head is attached to the body.
Ima lahalan b'seven echa. But if you want to think that just like over there in the case of the Chata Sa'of, it's got to remain connected through one whole pipe. In other words, that you only let it do one of them. The kana or the veshet, right, by the chatas of. The other one has to be completely intact. Afkan b'sem nechad here too with the olasa, if you think it's entirely. Tamad lomer v'yikrivo, therefore it says v'yikrivo, and he shall bring it near. And as she says, the bay of dolov makes us, it's got to be havdalah.
Says the Gemara of Tanakama, according to Tanakama, v'chimei achar, danafka lan mi umalak v'ekter. Since we learn that from the words, he shall perform malika, he shall burn that, the head of the Ola Sa'of is going to be separate from the body, v'ekrivo lameli. What does he do with the word v'ekrivo?
Says the Gemara, ila v'ekrivo, if he didn't have this drush of, he shall bring it near of, I mean, I would think, my kamishpat, what does it mean when it says a kamishpat? Kamishpat chata sa'of, it means like the chata sa'of. V'imishom umalak v'ekter, and if he's going to say that you're going to argue that because of the learning out, he shall perform malika, he shall burn it, according to the Kamishpat, can't be talking about the Chatas Of. Havamina mak tara birosho shel mizbeach af malika birosho shel mizbeach. Now, what I would answer is that without he shall bring it near v'krivo, I would have said that when it says that he has to do malika and he has to burn it, it's teaching it just like the burning of the Ola Sa'of is done on top of the mizbeach, so to malika. So too, Malika is done on the top of the Mizbech. Hashtag the Kosar Chana V'yikrivo, now that the Torah says, and you shall bring it near, it's clear that according to Allah, Kamishpat can't mean that, like the Chata Sa'of, Derosh Bei Namiha. So I could expound it, right, that he shall perform Malika, he shall burn, is teaching not only that a bird's Ola Malika is done at the top part of the Mizbech, but also a bird Ola, right, the Ola Sa'of, has to be separated.
Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.